So yeah, that's called Wake Me, and you know, we want you to make sure to check out that video and take that message to heart. It's very important. So the next song that we're gonna do is a song that Sarah wrote, co-wrote actually, with a friend of ours, Pete Hubbard, last year, and released under Sarah's name. The song is called Love Again, and here it is.
Thanks for listening tonight. We're going to play another new one. This one's called Hold On. And you guys are the first to hear this.
I hate this feeling. depression won't let you go. Trying to make you smile. Efforts unwanted. What will time bring right now? Doesn't feel like much in time. So much can happen. Heal what's broken. Dreams get shattered. Hold on to what matters.
We are Grand Evolution, duo acoustic. Usually we're a loud rock band, but Ryan, Greg, they're missing tonight. You can check us out, grandevolution.com, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, pretty much anywhere there's a social media site. This one's called Goodbye.
Trying not to miss you, not to let it bother me.
want to thank Joel for having us tonight. We're going to play one more song, our Grand Evolution. Thank you for listening. This one's called Welcome.
Thank you to Grand Evolution. We will talk to them in a little bit. But, Ms. Paula.
Yes?
I think I'm going to start off with some When Particles Collide.
Oh, groovy.
Don't you think that would be nice?
I think that would be fab.
All right, well, let's do it then.
I dig them.
Yes. 91.5 WMFO. That was When Particles Collide with You're My Home. And they broke that. They broke down their stuff pretty quickly. Hello, half of Grand Evolution.
Hello. We are efficient.
Hello.
You are quite efficient. No, so where are the other two? Oh,
probably home sleeping.
So, yeah.
Why couldn't they be here?
Early,
come on.
Early work, you know, some of us can tough it out.
Boo.
That's what I say. Yeah.
Boo. No, so I got to say, I have this sheet. You guys did a lot this year.
Yeah, we had a pretty good year, you know, for being a local band.
Yeah.
We try to stay busy. I mean, we've been working on a record and for the better part of a year, but in between that, we've tried to book a lot of shows and make some videos and had some good shows this past summer.
You guys mentioned the music video. It's, which song is it for again?
I mentioned it twice. Yeah, it's for Wake Me.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we started to do it, we've done a couple of videos now. In the first couple that we did actually, you know, live shots where we went to a club and we did a lot of recording and we used a GoPro and stuff like that. And we did
that.
So we've done that a couple times. We wanted to do something different. So we took a shot at a concept video. And but it has a theme to it. I was talking to Sarah, and we needed a theme, and she threw out a theme. So the theme was basically, you know, we're having a big problem in Massachusetts, especially with opiate addiction. So mm-hmm. we wanted to kind of do almost like a PSA and kind of get the word out that stuff's real, man. So check it out.
That is true. You can go check it out. Check out Wake Me. It's on YouTube, Vimeo, or
GrandEvolution.com.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
If you search it, you'll find it.
Now, so I understand it that you mentioned that you were working on a new record. You're bringing in some old cronies.
Yay.
What inspired that? Because when I read that, I'm like, wow, all right, there's former members coming back to contribute. What brought that on?
Well, we love the people that we used to play with, but, you know, families and just life gets in the way and they can't commit. And, yeah, exactly.
I sense a theme here.
You know, we had Mike Gendron playing guitar with us for, oh my God, like 8 years.
Yeah.
Something like that. And he was awesome, and we were really sad to see him go.
You know, we've had quite a few people come and go in the band over the years. We've been together for a while, and with some very rare exceptions, we've stayed on great terms with everybody. So it's been a lot of fun to have people come back and contribute to, you know, our latest effort, and everyone's had a blast doing it. We're having a great time recording. It's almost
kind of goes with the name.
And it's taking a little longer maybe than it should, because we're really taking the time to include as many people as we can. So
okay.
That's the fun of it.
So how is this next one going to separate from the last one?
Good question. Well, different recording process, different crew, different mix engineer, different mastering. So it's definitely going to sound different, but how about
the songs are different.
Yeah.
I think the songs are a little more developed than previous songs.
I would
say. Maybe not production-wise, but songwriting-wise.
Yeah, I would say on previous records, you know, we had some ideas, we fleshed them out a little bit, maybe let the songs breathe over a couple of shows, and then we'd go right in and we record them real fast.
The last one kind of had a live feel. I mean, because I personally played Hello a lot from the last record, and it definitely had a big live vibe to it.
Well, and that one, you know, we were kind of going for that on that particular record. This one, we've been spending more time in the demo process. We really kind of, we started with early demos, and some of the demos that we have now are getting pretty old. And we've listened to the newer demos, and they sound completely different. Completely evolved.
There's no demo-itis going on here, is there?
No, not at all.
With the last record, we recorded it out in L.A., so, you know, we take a flight in, we get there, we have a week, 2 weeks to bang it out. What we get is what we get.
Okay.
Now we're home and we have all the time that we need and
vacuum.
So that process.
Yeah, that's.
I like
problem.
Not being rushed, but yeah, it's taking forever.
Well, I mean, is there something about having that deadline. Oh, we have 2 weeks. It's got to be done in 2 weeks. Is
our
there something?
Band needs a deadline.
Okay, yeah.
It's sometimes better to have one because it also, you know, when you're recording, the other aspect of it really is that you're trying to capture a moment in time. Or,
okay.
You know, the song was a moment in time. The song had a feeling. It had a vibe. And you want to capture that. And when you take too long to record it, sometimes you start to lose that and it gets difficult to put the magic back into it. So that's one thing that we have struggled with. Hopefully we've overcome that and we'll find out.
Have you set yourself a deadline this time? I mean, because the process is longer now, are you far along enough in the project to see, all right, it can be done by such
no.
and such a day.
No, it's me, actually, this recording process is really difficult.
No!
Our producer's out on tour, so
oh, yeah.
It's like we get to work with him in his free time when he's back, when he's not working a day job, so it's...
Well, that's one hell
a lot
of a
juggling.
Day job.
Yeah. It's definitely been really about juggling time and finding the ways to keep it fresh at the same time, because you know we'll go back, we'll do a session where we sit down all together, we listen to the demo, we have some great ideas, we want to make sure to capture them, and then he has to go out for 2 weeks.
And then we forget him.
We don't
him.
Get it done, you know? And he comes back, and what did you do? Well, we didn't quite get it done, so.
So you basically need this guy to...
We need him to show up.
We need a pair
to,
of handcuffs.
To say, all right, we gotta finish this by
yes,
this date.
That'd be awesome.
It would help. Yeah. But we will get it done, and it will be done, you know,
so,
hopefully by
Chris,
next week.
Come on.
It'll be great.
Give him a deadline. Chris, give him a deadline.
Let's say, yeah, we're going to pick one right now on the air. We're going to do March 1st. Bam, committed.
That's not an unattainable goal.
I think it's realistic.
It is. If he's in Europe, it's unattainable.
No, so... Yeah, because I'm looking at this sheet, and you've had such a busy year. Like, what was it like opening those big shows for 21 Pilots and Third Eye Blind?
It was cool. The 21 Pilots show, we were actually on the second stage, the Magic Hat stage.
Okay.
And we got to play probably for an hour and 45 minutes.
Whoa!
And, you know, it was full sound system.
Wow.
Everybody walked by us. People bought merch.
Nice.
But we played that long, and it sounded great. And the opening act on the main stage only got like a half an hour set. I'm like, they got chipped. We got the good deal in this.
Yeah.
Even though we weren't on the main stage.
It was a lot of fun, too, because they did, I guess, what they call soft doors, which is they let everybody into the venue, but they didn't let them into the seats. So they were basically like a captive audience out buying food at the food trucks and buying merch at the merch trucks and watching us and listening to us. And that was fantastic. We had, you know, a few thousand people tuned in. So that was great.
That's sweet.
Yeah, we love it.
Now, what about the Third Eye Blind show?
Third Eye Blind was great too. I mean, it was just.
I mean, I heard Steven the singer's kind of a douche, but
we didn't actually hang out with them.
Okay,
but
that's probably why.
That venue, Indian Ranch, is probably one of the coolest music venues around for outdoor live music.
Yeah, it's an outdoor. It's shaped like a little amphitheater. It's surrounded by these giant pine trees next to a lake. Summertime, fantastic. It's
boaters just come up and watch. It's
great,
pretty awesome.
Great venue. And it's small. It's small
boaters
enough.
Boaters came
boaters.
Up and watched?
We had, I probably have a photo somewhere, but yeah, we had an audience of boaters.
Yeah. They backed their boats up to the shore next to the Indian
wow.
Princess, which is this big paddle boat that's there, too.
Okay.
And they're, like, all jumping in the water and listening to the tunes and yelling between songs. It was fantastic. Yeah. It was a great time. I mean, it was like a snapshot of, you know, perfect summertime.
So you're actively seeking out more of these types of shows, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe just on a small island where you just set up and let everybody just swarm around you.
You know, you say that, but we've actually, that you're touching close upon a video idea that we have, so maybe we won't carry that conversation any further. We don't want to give away everything.
Actually, you're spot on.
There goes my
right, that
next
was the idea.
Questions. There goes the rest of the interview. See ya. Bye. No. So how far along in the process are you with this next record? Like, have you had stuff like finalized and finished, or is it just pieces that are all going to come together by March 1st?
Yeah, we're basically like, we've got final drums now. Okay. So that's completely done. Next thing up is, basically finalized. We have a couple of tracks to collect still, but mostly we're done tracking. So we're really kind of at the end of the process. The only thing really left that is a major part of the project is the vocal tracking. So all the instrumentation is there. Now it's Sarah's up on deck.
Yeah, that was good practice for me tonight because I still need to learn some of them.
You played how many new songs tonight?
I think five.
Five.
Okay.
Yeah, five new ones out of, I think there's going to be, probably going to end up having 10 on the record, so.
Oh,
10. Very nice. We might add Wake Me, our last single to it, because that one didn't get on any albums, and I like to have them to pass out, you know, people that still
that's not a bad idea.
I still like to have CDs, even though most people don't.
I love CDs. I'm old. I admit it. I love having the physical thing in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But and you have the CDs just laying here in front of me.
Yeah,
we brought a couple in.
That's sweet.
Do some giveaways.
Very nice. I'll let you finish breaking down your equipment if Joel hasn't already like packed it up and put it at the door. But anyway, no, thank you guys so much for playing.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for inviting us in. We're really happy to be here. And thanks to Joel and yourself and everyone else that's involved.
We're looking forward to the next Grand Evolution record. Hopefully it'd be nice and loud with those new songs.
Yes.
We hope
they'll
to come back
songs,
someday
not acoustic.
Soon.
Yeah. Not acoustic.
No. But we'd like to come back and play them electric style for you, maybe.
Well, that'll be up to producer Joel.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that.
And hopefully I won't sound like a smoker next time.
What's wrong with sounding like a smoker? Seriously.
Yeah, the raspiness.
Well, you could just work on the whiskey a little bit.
I was drinking the bottle of honey in there.
Ah.
Wasn't helping.
Are there methods that you use to keep the vocal cords going?
Drink.
Okay.
Water.
Yeah, right, hydrate.
It's hit or miss for me, though. Some days it's clean, some days it's...
I hear peanut butter works, too. Anyway.
I heard Coke and pineapple juice. I don't know how true
not
that
together.
Is.
Not together.
No, not together.
That sounds utterly disgusting.
Who said that? Jason Elgin, when we worked down in Birmingham, said that Coke and pineapple juice were the two best things for vocals.
Are you sure he wasn't talking about rum? Mm-hmm.
You mean Malibu?
Whiskey.
Okay. Well, right. now that we got a little glimpse into the recording process of Grand Evolution. No, but seriously, I'll let you guys pack up and get going. Thank you guys so much for coming in and playing some new stuff for us. We look forward to hearing the loud versions.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys. 91.5 WMFO.
to band practice. Gonna play. You like my favorite guitar. Gonna play. You like my favorite guitar. On a Thursday night, with the stars outside, we'll be right back.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
91.5 WMFU. That's Juliana Hatfield with Dirty Dog. Excellent, excellent song from In Exile Dio. Going back to 2004 for that one. Anyway, I had Berlin Airlift before that with Hunger Strikes. Love that song. Anyway. Yeah. What can I say? What can I say? That's all for another installment of On the Town with Mikey D. You can catch me Saturdays, 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WMFO with the Dweezil Show if you like hearing my voice and playing more local music. Because I enjoy playing local music. So anyway, I'm going to end the night with a classic. Hard to believe this came out 23 years ago. Anyway, it's still an amazing song today. Yeah. Letters to Cleo, baby. See you next week. Yeah. 91.5 WMFU.
Hello, listeners. This is Phoenix with Fire in the Wire on WMFO Medford. Tonight is my last show because next week is finals and I am staring into the mouth of hell. But on that note, I have a somewhat inspirational quote from Churchill for all of those who are walking with me. When you're going through hell, keep going. I hope you enjoy the show.